Moving on to item number 10, moose seasons, permit quotas and areas briefing. This is a briefing and a public hearing. So, Rich, I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Rich.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman of the Commission. Rich Harris, I'm the section manager for the section that we affectionately call moose, sheep, goats, and pronghorns, because those are the species that we deal with. We're still searching for a better name, but I'm happy to just call it those four species. So I have just some very simple revisions to be recommending to the commission this afternoon. As Jerry Nelson reminded you, we're in the third year of a three-year package. We try to keep changes to a minimum in between those and wait for the three-year package to make more substantive changes. So I'll be bringing to you just a few small recommended changes for moose this coming year. So a map to remind you of where we hunt moose, and I apologize, the map says 2015-2016, but it's the same for this year as well. No changes in boundaries or in areas that we are hunting moose. That all stays the same. We will be recommending a slight reduction in the permits allocated to the two hunting units south of Spokane. Those are 130 and 127. We do not have specific inventory information to support this. Rather, it is based on reports we've been getting from hunters who have been in that area saying that they're seeing fewer moose. Hunter success is going down. And we don't like to have too many unhappy hunters. It certainly seems that that's legitimate and correct information, that the moose population there has gone down. We do not have a good reason for it. And I can get a little bit more, if you're interested in the questions section, I'd be happy to answer more questions about what we know about moose and how. But I'll leave that for now. Of note is that one of those Units 127 is right on the Idaho border, and we know that those moose go back and forth. And there's also a lot of private land in 127, I think in 130 as well. So sometimes the moose are there, but simply inaccessible to hunters due to private land issues. In any case, we've been allocating seven permits in an antlerless and seven in a any moose hunt, and we're proposing reducing that to four in each, simply to allow continued opportunity, but more in recognition of the fact that there probably are fewer moose there and people are having more trouble finding them. The other small change we're making, a couple of years ago, you may recall, we were able to open this Parker Lake area to limited hunting. That's an area within the Forest Service, but it's controlled by the U.S. military, and they had always been somewhat reluctant to allow hunting. And due to our work up in our Region 1 folks, we're able to come to agreements to allow limited hunting, and that includes two archery-only moose permits and two muzzleloader-only moose permits. We had a limited season, again, in deference to the military's requests. Through some additional negotiation, they were happy with what was going on and allowed those seasons to be lengthened, and that gives just those a couple of hunters each a bit more time to find a moose that they may like in that area. So the muzzleloader will go to all of the month of September, archery will go all of September, muzzleloader all of October. So just give it a bit more time for those lucky hunters who draw that. The only other change we have proposed for moose is increasing the number of hunter instructor incentive permits. We currently have been allowing two, or providing two. These are permits that are only available to those who are on the list of hunter instructors, and then there's a kind of a separate lottery within those to apply for those, antlerless only. And those have been restricted to 113, which is the 49 degrees north. No, I'm sorry. 113 is Ponderay. And hunter instructor would like to increase that to provide additional incentive for hunter instructors. So they requested that going up to four. So in order to spread that pressure out, we've suggested increasing the area that those hunters can access to essentially all of the moose hunting areas except for 117. I spoke in error just now, which has already got a fair amount of moose hunting in it. I will note that if the commission adopts this rule regarding increasing in the hunter incentive permits, it's not necessarily something that we're going to recommend maintaining in the future. Next year is a three-year package, and we're going to look at this again, and it could well be that we will go back to two or maybe even reduce hunter incentive permits for moose as well. We are hearing some comments from the general public that they would like there to be fewer special categories for the sought-after moose permits, but we did think it was a legitimate option for the hunter instructors this time around. And that's all I have for moose.
Any moose
questions?
Related questions. Nope. Moving. There's no public input. Right.